Não dá pra ver nada, cara.
This is the sound of happiness, at least for some folks. It's the sound of a surfer riding a nearly endless wave, not on the ocean, but on the Amazon River. It's from a YouTube video of a Brazilian surfer named Sergino Laos, and he's riding a single huge wave that surges for miles up the Amazon from the Atlantic Ocean this time of year. We spoke with Laos this week. He says this wave is unlike any other.
Surfing the river, it's special because normally in the ocean we can ride waves 20 seconds, 15 seconds, but in the Amazon, the wave never ends.
The nearly endless wave is called the pororoca. That's the term in Brazil for a tidal bore. Bores happen when high tides push seawater into narrow spaces like the mouths of rivers in a single tumultuous wave. The Amazon bore happens every month, but it's especially big around the time of the spring equinox, which is coming up on Sunday. It's when Brazil's rainy season coincides with extra high tides.
We have more gravity from the moon and the sun in the earth, so the tides can move with a big difference between the low and the high tide.
The pororoca wave can reach 15 feet high and run for hundreds of miles inland. Laos once held the world record for surfing one, and he says he went even farther in training.
My unofficial record is 23 kilometers, 1 hour and 10 minutes riding without stop. So it's amazing.
But only, of course, if you really know what you're doing.
It's a huge phenomenon that you need to have a lot of respect of the modern nature to ride this wave.
The bore itself breaks trees and churns up the muddy waters of the Amazon. Then, Laos says, there are the other natural hazards.
It's very scary because we have savage animals like jaguars, piranhas, snakes, and the other animals in the jungle.
Laos was one of the first to surf the pororoca 16 years ago and will be among the Brazilians surfing the bore next week. Since getting hooked on river surfing in the Amazon, Laos has hunted out and surfed tidal bores around the world, including on the Ganges River in India last year.